Friday was a momentous day for the 44th U.S. president as well. Though noon officially marked the end of Barack Obama's presidency, the handoff of power began that morning when he and outgoing First Lady Michelle Obama welcomed the incoming first couple to the White House. They all had tea and coffee together, rode together to the inauguration site, and when the Obamas stepped into a U.S. military helicopter afterward, it was no longer called Marine One, the official helicopter flight of the sitting president, but instead Executive One. Former President Obama was headed for vacation in Palm Springs, California. There were protests in the U.S. and abroad over the weekend. During the inauguration, there were some peaceful protests in Washington, D.C. There were disruptions planned to coincide with the inauguration ceremony, and there was violence in the Capitol Friday night. Demonstrators smashed windows and set fire to at least one car. More than 200 people were arrested, and six police officers were injured. Then on Saturday, there were demonstrations in several U.S. cities and others around the world. More than 1 million people were estimated to have peacefully protested across America. They included celebrities, some members of Congress, and others who turned out for a variety of reasons. Many said they were demonstrating to show support for women and that they were concerned about attacks on women's rights. Many said they were upset over the election of President Trump, and other issues included immigration and health care.